as she wrote, "I complained to God in so many words. Here I was, the wounded representative of the Negro race in our struggle to be accounted free and equal with the dominating whites. And God was amused. My prayer did not ring true with him. I would try again, and then God said, 'Have you not done the same thing? Remember this one and that one, people whom you have slighted or avoided or treated less considerately than others because they were different superficially, and you were ashamed to be identified with them? Have you not been glad that you are not more colored than you are, grateful that you are not black?' My anger and hate against the landlady melted. I was no better than she was, nor worse for that matter. We were both guilty of the sin of self-regard, the pride and the exclusiveness by which we cut some people off from ourselves." It is not easy to be so honest about where we're from. It's simpler to look at Joe Flom and call him the greatest lawyer ever, even though his individual achievements are so impossibly intertwined with his ethnicity, his generation, the particulars of the garment industry, and the peculiar biases of the downtown law firms. Bill Gates could accept the title of genius and leave it at that. It takes no small degree of humility for him to look back on his life and say, "I was very lucky." And he was. The Mothers Club of Lakeside Academy bought him a computer in 1968.